金弟兄的见证哈，用圣经的话来加以说明。
Use the testimony of Brother Joseph to explain it with some verses.
我们看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记的第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
出埃及记第三章第六节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. Verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
这个地方神向摩西自我介绍。
Here God introduced himself to Moses.
我是你父亲的神。
I am the God of your father.
然后是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各都是创世纪里面三位古圣徒。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are all three saints in the book of Genesis.
都是很有信心的人物。
They were all men full of faith.
那神是这三位的神。
And God is the God of these three men.
那这三位啊，说起来就是孩子。爸爸跟公公三代人。
And these three was the grandfather, the father, and the son.
因此神这样讲有两个意思。
And so when the Lord said this, there's two meanings.
从父母来讲，就是我们怎么帮助我们的神变成我们孩子的神。
From the perspective of our parents, it is how can we let the God, our God, become the God of our children.
那从孩子的观点来讲，我怎么让我的父亲的神变成我的神？
And from the child's perspective, it is thinking about how I can let the God of my parent become my own God.
如果我父亲的神变成我的神，
if the God of my father becomes my own God,
就表示我跟神有个人的关系。
Then this means that I have a personal relationship with him.
但是如果我父亲的神不是我的神，
But if the God of my father is not my God,
我们的信仰就断成了，断代了。
Then our faith has become severed.
那这个父亲的神要变成孩子的神，这有一个再肯定的过程。
And for the God of the father to become the God of the child, it must go through a process.
所以，约伯记里面约伯说，我从前风闻有神，但我现在亲眼看到神。
So in the book of Job, Job said, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes have seen God.
这个表示信仰有两个阶段。
And this means that there are two stages in our faith.
第一个阶段就是风闻有神。
The first stage is where we have heard about God.
也就是我们听到很多有关神的事情。
That is, we hear a lot of things about God.
有很多神的知识。
And we have a lot of knowledge about God.
那借着宗教教育，借着家庭教育，我们试着一直让我们下一代知道神的重要。
And through religious education and education in the family, we try to let our next generation know about God.
但是对下一代来讲，这是不是真的呢？
But to the next generation, is this real and true?
我听了很多，但这是不是真的呢？
I've heard a lot, but is this true?
那现在就要亲眼见神。
And then now they have to see God with their own eyes.
就是要看到神的作为。
They have to see God's work.
要对神有体验。
And they need to experience God.
所以金弟兄的见证其实就是这个过程。
And so Brother Joseph's testimony is talking about this process.
他说他是第三代的信徒。
He said he is a third generation believer.
来到美国。
And when he came to America.
在这里的社会环境。
And in this society.
在冲击之下，当然这个信仰要变成神，变成他的神，这有一个过程。
And of course, for God to become His own God, He must go through a process.
那这个神再下一个就是教会。
And after God comes the church.
我父亲的教会要变成我的教会。
The church of my father needs to become my own church.
这个也要再一次的肯定。
And this also requires a confirmation.
那我们敬拜真神，我们会在主耶稣的身体这个真教会来敬拜神。
And so if we worship the true God, we will worship him in the true body, the true church.
所以感谢神，他最后的结论就是对这两个都是肯定。
And so thank God in his conclusion, he is very sure about these two things.
肯定神的信实。
He is very sure of the faithfulness of God.
肯定真教会的独一性。
And he is sure that the true church is the only one church.
这个是非常重要的一点。
And this is very important.
那在他的见证里面。
And in his testimony.
首先我们从整体来说。
And as a whole.
我们有越多的青年有这样越多的体验，我们将来这个信仰的传承会做得更好。
The more youths that have this sort of experience, the more we will be able to continue passing on the faith.
就像他所说，在他心里有很多的问题。
Like he said, in his heart, he had many questions.
其实有的青年虽然没有讲，在心里也真的有很多的问题。
And although some youths do not verbalize it, in their heart, they actually have a lot of questions.
那同样是青年，能够了解对方的想法。
And as youths, we can understand one another.
当神带领我们走过这一种肯定的这一种路程。
And when God guides us through this confirmation process.
然后我们用我们的经验，就能够引导其他的青年。
And then through our experiences, we can guide other youths.
这样来再一次的肯定我们的神，我们的教会。
To once again confirm our true God and our church.
那在他的见证里面。
And in his testimony.
他在提到参加非洲的志工训练。
He talked about attending the African missionary training course.
今年一月在非洲有如果没有记错，大概87位接受训练。
And this year there were 87 brothers and sisters who attended this seminar.
这个非洲志工训练大概办了13年或14年。
And AMTC has been going on for 13 or 14 years.
那有很多人参加，今年最多。
And many people have attended, and this year was the most.
那有的人不止参加两年，去了好几次。
And some people not only go for 2 years, but they go for many years.
那全部都是自己买飞机票的。
And all of them buy their own plane tickets.
也不是人勉励他去，勉强他去的。
And no one forces them to go.
所以可见当一去参加了这个志工训练，有了感受，有了心得之后，他就会再想去。
And so after attending the seminar and receiving a lot, they will naturally want to go again.
然后有一个人有感受，他在讲给另外一个人听，另外一个人觉得很好，我想要去。
And when one person is touched, they'll share with another, and then the other person will also want to attend.
所以这也是对青年的一个鼓励。
And so this is also an encouragement to the youths.
如果我们对信仰要重新肯定。
If we want to be sure of our faith once again.
有时候换个环境也是一种很好的机会。
Sometimes changing an environment is also a very good opportunity.
有时候我们投入真正的侍奉，这是一个很好的机会。
And when we put ourselves into servitude, this is a very good opportunity.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节
Verse 9.
第九节跟第十节，请。
Verse 9 and 10. Verse 9. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. 10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
虽然我们在这个世界上的工作有分求学阶段、就业阶段、退休阶段。
So although in this world, our lives are split into pursuing education, working, and after our career.
但是从属灵上来说
But from the spiritual perspective,
我们的信仰生活其实就是三件事情。
Our life of faith also contains three things.
最后一件最重要就是等候他的儿子从天降临。
And the last is to wait for the Son to come from heaven.
这个就是主耶稣再临。
And that is Jesus' second coming.
他是从死里复活。
He was raised from the dead.
他要做叫我们脱离将来的愤怒。
And he will deliver us from the wrath to come.
所以耶稣再来是最可怕的一天。
And so when Jesus comes again, it is the most dreadful day.
那个愤怒是空前也是绝后的。
The wrath is very great.
所以有的慕道朋友旧约读一读说，旧约的神我不敢拜，新约的神比较可爱。
And so some truth seekers say that I don't dare to worship the God in the Old Testament. I will worship the God in the New Testament.
其实旧约跟新约是同一个神。
But actually, the God is the same in the Old Testament and New Testament.
那新约的神为什么看起来好像比较可爱？
So why does it seem that the New Testament God seems more lovable.
因为主耶稣说，我来不是要审判，我来是要拯救。
Because God, Jesus says that he did not come to destroy but to save.
所以他周游各城各乡传福音救人。
So he went through everywhere to preach and to save.
但是主耶稣也说。
But Jesus also said.
那不信的，在末日我讲的话要审判他。
And for those who do not believe, I will judge them with my words in the end times.
这里讲啊，脱就是将主耶稣的愤怒哦，就是在审判的时候显现。
And this is when the wrath of God will be manifested.
那如果我们读启示录，我们现在读经进入到启示录，将来主耶稣再来哦，很可怕。
And if we read the New Testament, we will see that when Jesus comes again, it is very dreadful.
没有办法想象。
We cannot imagine it.
所以神是同一个神。
But God is the same God.
因此，我们人生的盼望就是等候主耶稣再来。
And so our hope in our life.Is to wait for Jesus to come again.
那等主耶稣再来之前要做什么？
But when we wait for Jesus to come again, what must we do first?
前面说要服侍又真又活的神。
We must serve the living and true God.
主耶稣说人不能够服侍神又服侍马门。
Jesus said that people cannot worship both God and Mammon.
所以有时候为着生活需要，我们一定要到外面去工作。
So because of our physical needs, we need to go out and work in the world.
这是可以了解的。
This is understandable.
但是我们大家也知道，如果活着一辈子为着工作，这太可怜了。
But we all know that if our whole livelihood is for just to work.
所以为着生存，我们需要工作。
This is very pitiful. So in order to survive, we must work.
不是说活着为着工作。
It is not that we live to work.
那活着要做什么？
So why do we live?
这个地方说要服侍又真又活的神，这才是活着的目的。
The purpose of our life is to serve the living and true God.
那他为什么要讲又真又活？
And why does it state the living and true God?
真就是不改变。
True means unchanging.
昨天、今天、明天永远不改变。
Yesterday, today, and forever, he never changes.
服侍的价值不会改变。
And the value in your servitude never changes.
所以哥林多前书在讲复活。
So 1 Corinthians talks about resurrection.
如果耶稣没有复活。
If Jesus did not resurrect.
死人就没有复活。
Then the dead will not resurrect.
如果耶稣没有复活。
If Jesus did not resurrect.
我们就白信了。
Then we have believed in vain.
他是用负面来讲正面的。
This is uses negative words to talk about something positive.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus resurrected.
那他提到这个人生的盼望，最后的结论是什么？
And when it talks about the hope of life, what is the conclusion?
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
三十八节。
Verse 38.58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
这个地方讲，我们要坚固，不可摇动。
Here says, be steadfast, immovable.
要常常竭力多做主工。
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
因为知道你们的劳苦是在主里面是不徒然的。
Knowing that your labor in vain is not in vain in the Lord.
就是我们侍奉的果效是不突然的。
That is to say that the fruit of our labor is not in vain.
在世界上存到银行的钱一断气都不是我们的。
And all the money we deposit into the bank, once we breathe our last, it is no longer ours.
连一毛钱也带不走。
We cannot even take a penny with us.
但是当我们服侍为神所做的每一件工作都写在生命册上。
But every work that we do for the Lord is written in the book of life.
将来神就按着生命册上我们为他所做的来报偿我们。
And in the future, God will repay us according to what is recorded in the book of life.
所以服侍的价值是永远不会消失的。
So the value of servitude will never disappear.
这是值得我们投入的、投资的一个对象。
And this is something that we should put our all into.
所以我们要服侍那真的神。
And so we must worship the living, the true God.
那如果把马门当神
，and if we take Mammon as God，
还没有死你就知道那是空的。
Before we even die, we know that this is empty.
要服侍真的神。
We must worship the true God.
那前面有说要服侍活的神
，and it's also said
又真又活的活的神。
To worship the living God.
为什么 要加上一个活？
Why does it say living?
活就是跟人会互动。
Living means that there is an interaction between a man.
死的神不会跟人互动的。
A dead God will not interact with people.
所以当我们很认真、很用心去服侍我们的神。
So when we diligently serve the Lord,
从神那里一定会有一个回应。
We will receive a response from God.
所以我们听到金弟兄在提到到非洲，好多人受洗，好多人得圣灵。
And so from Brother Joseph's testimony, we heard that in Africa, many people received the Holy Spirit and were baptized.
这个就印证我们对洗礼的认识，我们对教会圣灵的认识是对的。
And this proves that our belief is true according to the Word of God.
但是他现在去的地方就比较少瞎眼的瘸腿的，就没有看到这个神迹。
But he did not see people that were lame healed.
我们在加拿从86年传进去到现在最少有四个人死人复活。
In Ghana, ever since the gospel was preached in 1986, there were at least four people who were resurrected.
所以在传进加拿的前面十年我每一次去都听到好多好有能力的见证。
And so in the first 10 years, when the gospel was preached in Ghana, we heard a very powerful testimonies.
那非洲蚊子很多，生活真的是很原始。
And in Ghana, the life is very difficult.
但是当我们听到这么有能力的见证以后，我们心里就得到很大的鼓励跟安慰。
But when we hear such powerful testimonies, we are greatly encouraged and comforted.
所以一个人如果对信仰要再一次的肯定。
So when a person wants to once again confirm their faith,
有时候是有点遇到困难。
Sometimes it is through encountering difficulties.
遇到困难，我们怎么呼求神？神怎么回应？我知道，神是真的。
It is through encountering difficulties that we call to God, and then He hears us, and we know that He is true.
有时候是通过侍奉。
And sometimes it is through servitude.
你想想看如果世界上你遇到好人，你对他好，他一定会回报的。
And if you think about it, if you meet someone, a good person on this world, if you treat them well, they will also definitely treat you well too.
神的好超过一切的好人的好。
But God's goodness transcends all everyone's goodness.
所以你真的用心来侍奉他，他一定会回应。
And so when we use our heart to serve him, he will definitely respond to us.
那个回应就是我们的体验。
And his response is our experience.
那个体验就是我们父亲的神变成我们的神。
And that experience is what allows the God of our Father to become our own God.
所以我们诚恳地建议我们诸位父母，如果你的孩子已经到达那个年纪你不妨试着让他去参加非洲志工训练。
And so we encourage the parents, if your child is of age, you should encourage them to go to the African Missionary Training Course.
当然你自己要花钱出机票。
Of course, you will have to pay your own ticket.
但是是值得的。
But it is worth it.
不要怕，让我们的孩子去非洲。
Do not be afraid to let our child go to Africa.
很简单过去到现在没有人死在非洲，所以你放心。
It is very simple. No one has died in Africa, so be rest assured.
他可以回来的，没有问题的。
They will be able to come back. No problem.
死人都复活，难道我们孩子会死在非洲吗？
And the dead are resurrected. Will our child die in Africa?
那你去非洲回来对孩子有什么好处？
And so after our child returns from Africa, what good is it to them?
一个好处，睡弹簧床带很感谢，睡地板也很感谢。
The greatest benefit is that they will be thankful no matter if they sleep on a bed or on the floor.
因为至少比非洲好。
Because no matter what, it is better than Africa.
你看非洲他们吃什么？
What do they eat in Africa?
以前我们去中午是吃花生跟香蕉。
When we used to go during lunch, we ate peanuts and bananas.
那现在进步了，吃玉米。
And now there is an improvement, they eat corn.
这个就是午餐。
And this is lunch.
那个中文圣经希伯来是说，客人要一味款待，一味只有一道菜。到非洲真的是只有一味。
And in Africa, there's just one course in your meal.
对，这样，所以很简单
And so it is very simple.
那你的非洲小孩子回来以后，你摆什么菜他都可以吃。
And after your child returns from Africa, no matter what you put on the table, they'll eat it.
什么环境都可以睡，什么菜都可以吃，那你当父母不是很轻松吗？
And no matter what environment, they can always sleep and eat, so you're very relaxed as a parent.
所以我们孩子到了年龄如果有那个机会，要鼓励我们孩子去非洲。
So when our child is of age, we should encourage them to go to Africa.
要把握机会因为如果人太多，将来就要限制名额。
And You must use the opportunity. Otherwise, if there's too many people, there will be limited capacity.
那这么多人去都改变了。
And so all these people who went have been transformed.
我们的孩子也会改变。
And our child will also be transformed.
不要让怕孩子受苦。
Do not be afraid to let your child suffer.
我们最怕就是孩子不能受苦。
What we are most afraid of is that our child is not able to endure suffering.
去受苦，蚊子多叮几下没有关系，很好。
And they can go and suffer and get a few mosquito bites. It is very good.
会他对整个人生的这个想法看法会有很大的不同。
And they will have a different perspective on life.
那我们在他的见证里面呢，就提到现代科技对我们的影响。
And through his testimony, we also heard about the influence of technology today.
所以有一个卡通在想，一百年前中国人是躺着吸鸦片。
And so there's a cartoon that
漫画
a cartoon where it shows that 100 years ago, people were lying in bed as smoking opium.
Yeah. 一百年后我们是躺着看手机。
And 100 years later, we are lying in bed looking at our phone.
睡觉也要看，半夜起来也要看，早上也要看。
When we sleep or during the middle of the night or when we wake up, we all need to look at our phone.
当然手机提供我们很多的方便，上班的方便。
Of course, our phones brings about a few benefits for our work.
但是如果我们没有控制它，它就控制我们。
But if we do not control it, it controls us.
如果我们不够成熟，我们就会上钩上瘾。
If we are not mature enough, then we will become addicted.
所以我们看到好多人已经在这个小小的鸦片呢，已经上瘾了。
So we see many people are addicted to this little opium.
那你到了非洲，信号收不到，那怎么办？
And so when you go to Africa and you have no signal, what do?
要自动切断。
You automatically disconnect.
那自动切断刚开始你就觉得 emotion, 那个情绪上没有办法平衡，我没有办法跟谁谁谁联络。
And when you automatically disconnect, you will feel emotionally off.
那就怎么办？
And then what shall you do?
就是祷告啊，跟神联络就好了。
And you pray, all you have to do is connect with God.
一直祷告，被圣灵充满。
And just keep praying until you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
你去传福音，看到人得圣灵、得恩典就很满足。
And when you go out and you preach the gospel, and when they receive the Holy Spirit and are baptized, you receive satisfaction.
过了十五天，发现这个手机不会响也没关系呀。
And then after 15 days, we realize that even if our phone does not ring, it is okay.
那就得自由了。
And then we are free.
所以真的非洲有很多好处。
And so Africa has many benefits.
如果你要钓鱼。
If you want to go fishing,
肚子饿的鱼很好钓，你不需要放鱼饵，就是钩放进去，它都会咬。
And all you have to do is to put the hook in, and then they will get hooked.
魔鬼要钓人就是这样。
And this is how the devil hooks people.
所以基督徒如果肚子饿最可怕。
And so it is scary for a Christian to be hungry.
这个肚子饿不是说等一下吃饭了就我肚子饿很可怕。
And it is not hungry physically.
心灵空虚会被魔鬼钓到。
It is when your heart is empty, Satan will be able to hook you.
魔鬼很厉害，他知道你需要什么。
Satan knows what you want.
所以我们要控制。
So we must control ourselves.
现在的媒体要控制。
We must control the media.
真正生活的价值，真正的满足，不是从那里来的。
The true value of life does not come from there.
生活越简单。
The more simple our lives are,
我们越容易专心在神的身上。
The more we are able to focus on God,
那我们就越容易在心灵上得到从神来的满足。
And the more we are able to receive spiritual satisfaction,
那我们就觉得活得很喜乐、很平安。
And then we will live a life of joy and peace.
手机是很方便的一个工具。
Our phones is a very useful tool.
但是它不会成为魔鬼要上吊的一个工具。
But it may become a tool that Satan uses to hook us.
所以感谢主啊，他的见证让我们有很多的回想。
So thank God his testimony brings about many thoughts.
我们现在来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
我们在联会特别花时间来祷告。
During our spiritual convocation, we'll especially spend time to pray.
把心打开来。
Let's open our hearts.
把世界赶出去。
And cast away the world.
把不洁净的洁净。
And to cleanse of what is impure.
请主耶稣进到我内心。
And ask Jesus to come into our hearts.
充满在我内心。
To fill our hearts.
如果我们要求圣灵，也需要带祷接受按手，请我们到前面来。
If we want to receive the laying of hands and pray for the Holy Spirit, please come forward.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.